This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky and the nation are celebrating agriculture and the agriculture industry on this National Agriculture Day. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Crawl salutes farmers for what they do each year.
I challenge you to find another job that's riskier than farming. That unlike other jobs, you get a paycheck every 2 weeks. We're talking about a paycheck once a year, maybe twice a year with the crops. You've got young men and women that plant a seed, say a prayer, tend to that crop all year long.
Crawl says farmers have to work hard every year to earn a living.
It's the only industry that I know of where you can do everything exactly right. Everything exactly right and still lose money. That you're just one bad storm or tornado away.
He adds the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in a renewed appreciation for agriculture.
A lot of Kentuckians, including me, learned how to cook again because the restaurants were shut down. And so we went back into the kitchen and discovered mom and grandma's recipe. And this has been good, particularly for those consumers that do not have an agriculture background.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Each American farmer feeds more than 166 people. Agriculture in the Commonwealth is nearly a $7 billion industry. Just over 50% of Kentucky acreage is considered farmland. As we celebrate National Ag Week, it's important to remember that agriculture was not canceled or postponed during the pandemic. Farmers and agribusiness alike kept working to make sure we stayed fed. We'd like to say thank you to the entire ag community for continuing to keep us moving forward.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says shortages of meat and other agriculture products resulted in a needed expansion of the meat processing industry in the state.
We decided to turn right back around and invest in the expansion of local Kentucky-owned meat processors in 30 different locations across our state. We've pumped $7 million in and increased our processing capacity by almost 50%.
He adds it's critical for farmers to continue to tell their story.
Sometimes we need to tell our story, because if you don't tell your story, somebody's going to tell it for you. And chances are they're not going to tell all the facts.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.